Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but these social media influencers are multiplying faster than rabbits in a Viagra testing facility. You've got these 20-something entrepreneurs filming themselves taking shits while hawking vitamin supplements, acting like they're the next fucking Carnegie, when their biggest business decision is which filter makes their morning dump look more authentically vulnerable. I am Kyam, and you're watching these phone-fondling faith healers turn their entire existence into one long infomercial for whatever snake oil supplement company is willing to stuff their G-string with Bitcoin. They're like the televangelists for the TikTok generation. Instead of speaking in tongues, they're speaking in hashtags. And their idea of a miracle is getting their fake ass to bounce in perfect sync with some royalty-free EDM track. You've got these lifestyle gurus living in $30,000 a month LA mansions telling you how to manifest abundance while their parents back in Missouri are still paying the fucking phone bill. The only thing they've manifested is the ability to turn their daddy issues into sponsored content. And sweet mother of fucking Christ, what's with these day in my life videos? Nobody needs to see your fucking oil up your gluten-free toast at 5 a.m. while whispering affirmations to your jade egg. Your morning ritual looks like Patrick Bateman had a three-way with Goop and a CrossFit gym. But here's the real mindfuck. We created these monsters. Every like, every follow, every time you watch some trust fund baby pretend to be relatable while doing yoga on a yacht, we fed the beast. We turned narcissism into a business model and validation into a commodity. And now we're all just in this digital circle jerk, pretending that watching someone unbox their 10th iPhone of the year somehow content? It's enough to make me want to crawl back into the analog womb and never come out. But hey, don't forget to like and subscribe, you magnificent motherfuckers. Of course, that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I'm not.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
I like your style, dude.
Hell yeah.
Not bad, not bad.